All right, I just got to give Pat Sajak a tour of the locker room, so I was excited. What time?
Yeah, goodbye.
Awesome. Except for we're not as we're one of his favorite teams. Okay, what do we got?
In terms of wanting to get your game into a certain order, whatever you want to say in these final stretch of games, now that you've officially come to the playoff spot, how good was it in terms of the way you played this game?
Well, like the guys, it's, you know, you have to continually get up and lace them up and play this out full well knowing that, you know, we're in the playoffs. But you know, we've talked about this a lot, about being having consistency to our game. And as we talked about, you know, two nights ago, we, you know, our puck management and just doing things that are not going to, you know, win you in the playoffs. And I thought tonight, you know, aside from taking all the penalties we took in those first two periods, which was a little tough, but we really didn't give them much. And, you know, we finished that game out. You know, it was unfortunate we gave up that one in the end. But I really, you know, the chances we gave up against, if you take away the power plays, was what we really like to see. And I thought we had, you know, a ton of good chances ourselves. Bernier was unreal tonight. But I just like the way we played from start to finish, albeit took out the penalties.
You started the game tonight. Was it important to get in the home start? You've been since December 10th.
Yeah, we talked about that. And, you know, we did to work. You know, we got to keep getting Louis some games, but make sure, you know, Vass is getting his work in too. And, you know, because when it gets down to playoff times, you're playing basically every second night. So we got to make sure he's still playing to stay sharp. But it's important to get to Louis in there, and especially to get him in at home. And because he's usually, you know, taking the back-to-backs on the road and in the second half, so he gets some tough starts. And you know, to give him a little break and then come in fresh and play with a fresh team in front of him. And he did really well.
What do you think Jan Rutta did?
He was great. He was, and please take this as a compliment. I didn't really notice him much out there. He just, every time he got the puck, he moved it. He made the plays he had to make. He gapped, and he did really, really well.
So many things have done well this year for your team. And Nikita Kucherov again sets a franchise record at this point in the season, and presumably more to come. But what do you think that means to have a player set a record like that?
Well, the thing, you know, players, their dreams are playing the NHL, and to come in and be able to set records, I mean, he passed an icon in Vinny, and there's no doubt it means something. Now, if you're going to sit here and say, you know, a single season record or a Stanley Cup, he's clearly grabbing the Stanley Cup, but you know, in the regular season, there are individual awards, and there's, you know, accolades like he did tonight. But it, usually when that happens, it's because the team's having success. When the team's having success, you know, a big part of our team having success is what Cooch has done for us, and so you like to see guys get rewarded for their efforts, especially the season we're having. And you know, for him to do that, I know he's pretty pumped.
Is there anything from over the years when you've been working with him that either surprised you about him or would surprise the world at large?
I don't know. But I'll be honest, he can almost surprise you on a daily basis with some of the plays he makes. And it's once every couple days, you know, he makes a play, and you know, I'm glancing at one of the assistant coaches like, I hope we got that on tape. You know, because he just makes plays that, you know, just most players don't see. But to watch his growth every single year, and he's just gotten better and better, and you know, it's a testament to him and what he's done, how he works.
Could you tell your favorite story about Cooch, which shows...
When's the last time I saw you? Yeah. Is that in San Jose? Yeah, we had a long one, you and I, together. Yeah. Okay. We're not going this long yet, this time, or that long.
Can you tell your favorite story about Cooch, which shows how, what kind of personality is?
Oh, wow. I needed to be preempted on that one, or told earlier on that one. I don't know. I can't. I don't know. That's a tough one for me. I'll have to get you later on that one because it's hard for me to sit here on the spot. I think because Cooch, I don't know. It's a tough one for me.
Needs to be like word association or something.
Yeah, I can. You know, because it's tough with Cooch because he's quiet. He's a quiet guy. So, you know, he's usually not the guy in the forefront. He's not usually the guy that's the practical joker and stuff like that. But he's, I do know though, he does seek out a lot of great Russian restaurants in the cities he go to. So that's one thing we do. He always gives the tips on, especially in New York City. He's got some good ones in there.
Can you talk a little bit about Ryan McDonagh? And, you know, he went from being kind of the captain of the Rangers, and now he's part of this defensive core, and what he's brought to the depth that you have at that position.
Well, you know, we've talked about this before. I know that the trade to acquire Miller and McDonagh happened last year, but I really think we're reaping the benefits of everything this year. To have him healthy, to... You know, he's more comfortable in the community where he lives, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But he's been a stabilizing force back there for us. You look at the turnaround, the penalty kill. There's many factors that have gone into that, but he's a big part of that. And I think it just takes the load off Hedman in a lot of respects, and to be able to throw those two guys over the boards for most of the night is really easy for us. But and I think the addition of Chernak's helped McDonagh as well. We really solidified a top pair that can play, you know, against anybody every night. But it's because of Mac, and he's a horse back there, and he controls the play. He can dictate, you know, so much on the back end that, you know, helps us get out of the zone, or and it's all those things. Like, he doesn't get to play on the power play, so he doesn't accumulate the points that other guys would. But if you're looking for the best defenders in the league to play against the best players in the league, I don't know how you couldn't put McDonagh at the top of that list.
Good.